Davis, and I am back with Mental Health Chats, and our topic this month is all about psychological safety. And I am really excited because I've worked with Vanessa for quite some time, so I have got Vanessa Rath with me. Hello, Vanessa. How are you?
Hey, Claire. All good. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well, thank you. And some people might detect the accent there. It's not quite British. It's not Australia. So quickly, who is Vanessa Rath?
So I'm Vanessa Rath, as mentioned, and I'm currently based in Johannesburg in South Africa. So the funny accent is a little bit of a mongrel of South African, UK mismatched together kind of thing.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And Vanessa, I've had the privilege of working with you for quite some time now. So it would be really lovely for all of the listeners out there or the people watching can have a little bit more of an elaboration of exactly what you do. So what do you do?
Excellent. So 4.5 years ago, I started my own business called The Talent Hunter, and I am a global talent sourcing trainer, which means that I wake up at ridiculous o'clock to train teams in Asia Pacific all the way to North America on how to be better sources of talent. So yeah, that's what I do, and I love it, and I really am happy that I made the decision to open my own business.
That's absolutely brilliant. So you obviously work with a variety of different sized organizations, different sized teams, lots of managers, as well as people within teams. So what's really, really important is the term psychological safety this month. So what I'd really love to hear from you, Vanessa, is if you can elaborate a little bit on why for managers, it's so important for managers to create psychological safety for their teams.
So I'm going to take it from a perspective of talent acquisition and recruitment. You know, these people are the forefront of any organization. They literally are the brand ambassadors. And if they don't feel safe at work, you know, from a psychological perspective, how are they going to encourage other people to join the organization? So for me, it's imperative that a manager makes their team feel safe, feel comfortable, listens to their needs, so that they can pass that message on to potential employees who are maybe sitting on the fence about whether they should be joining a new organization or not.
And I love the fact that you've pointed out that some people may be sitting on the fence as to whether or not they should join the organization, because something that I often say, I have a lot of people come to me because I've been in recruitment for years and I help so many different people and teams and managers. And a lot of people come to me when they're going for a job to say, can you give me some tips? So something that I often say is, remember, you are interviewing them as much as they're interviewing you. You've got to work out, do I want to work for this manager? Do I want to work for this team? Do I want to work for this organization? So I love the fact that you've mentioned there that people might be sitting on the fence, and it can come down to psychological safety, can't it?
Absolutely, especially if someone's been burnt before and had a terrible experience at a previous company. I mean, one way to get around that is to see what are the people in the team that you are joining, how do they talk about the company? And it doesn't, I mean, first prize would be to have an informal coffee chat with them, but otherwise you can have a look and see, are they posting on LinkedIn? Do they say good things about the company? What can you learn, you know, basically through surreptitiously looking at their opinions of where they are working? That really does tell a good story.
It does. And often it's what people don't say that we've got to look out for. You know, people can promote, but if people aren't saying anything, it could be a bit, oh, I wonder why people aren't saying anything there as well. So we're all about cultivating psychological safety and managers cultivating psychological safety. So what I'd love to hear from you, Vanessa, is what are your three top tips for managers to actually cultivate psychological safety for their team?
I think the first big one for me is that there's no one size fits all when it comes to being a manager, because everyone's going to be at a different journey in life. They might be having different psychological issues or mental health issues depending on their DNA and their makeup. And I think it's about managers taking the time to get to know each person in their team as an individual. So that would be the first one. The second one is, as a manager, you're there to encourage people to do better and really enable them to do their jobs to the best of their ability. And you've got to figure out what are their driving motivators. So a lot of people just assume it's actually financial, but it's not. I mean, if you've got someone who's maybe a young parent, maybe having a half day on a Friday, if they've you know, reach their KPIs is a much better reward as opposed to some kind of financial incentive. Yeah. And then when it comes to the third one is to really consider the environmental impact of the psychology of human beings. I mean, what I'm hearing a lot at the moment is that, you know, there's a lot of let's go back to the office, let's go, you know, two, three, four times a week. And when people have come off a global pandemic where things changed afterwards, we were all working from home, now they've maybe gone to 1 or 2 days, suddenly a leap to 3 or 4 days can have a massive psychological impact on anyone. And it's about what is best for that individual, and it might not necessarily be the same for everyone. So again, you've got to come down to a very granular level of the people in your team.
Definitely. And I love the fact that you've said a couple of times there, it's about the individual.
Yeah.
Actually working out the individual. And something that I'm aware of for myself, I've had a long career, is that my motivations have changed throughout my career. So we don't want to make assumptions that what motivates somebody when you first take them on is going to be what motivates them a few years down the track. I love the fact that your cat's there.
Apologies, that's one of the perks of working from home.
It is. And my dog, I was worried my dog was going to come in a minute ago. So they're probably sensing each other. And it's great to have a cat to pat for psychological safety.
Well, there we go. Sorry, I got confused. I thought it was bring your pet to work week.
That's all right. You can bring your pet anytime, Vanessa, that we have calls. And yeah, so back to the motivations. It's a case where motivations change, and we can't make assumptions. Just because we interviewed somebody 6 months ago, their motivations can change within a matter of 6 months. And something that, especially in the sales environment, so often people say money, 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 but it's actually what's behind the money. What's behind the money? What gives them psychological safety? So three great tips there, Vanessa. Thank you so much. I'm going to rewatch this so that I can get those tips into order and make sure that I'm actually promoting them in my courses. So thank you so much. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there saying, I want to get in touch with Vanessa. I need her help. So where can people find you?
Well, basically, I'm not difficult to find. Like you, I have a great YouTube channel. My website is vanessarath.com. I have got free training on there if anyone wants to up their talent sourcing skills. What else? You know, your regulars, your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Instagram. So wherever you're comfortable to reach out to me, I'm probably there.
That's wonderful. So get in touch with Vanessa if you need any help or advice. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for your time, and take care, everyone.
Thanks for your invite.